It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of John. We're continuing to study the Gospel of John. We're in the third chapter, which has been a great chapter, John chapter 3, and we're going to begin reading once again with verse 31 through the end of the chapter, verse 36. So while you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to write to us, you could write to us at Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. John chapter 3, beginning with verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receives his testimony. He that hath received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loves the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Let's begin now with prayer after we've read God's precious word. Father, thank you for this opportunity, this study. I just ask that you'll show us your way and will, that you will direct us. It is just such a privilege, dear Lord, to be able to speak your words, to fellowship over your words. And I just ask that you give us your leadership, because without your leadership, without the teaching, the ministering of the Holy Spirit of your word into our lives, it just doesn't make any sense. And so we need to ask that you will guide and lead us, that it will make all kinds of sense, that it'll just direct us every day for what we should do and give us knowledge and wisdom. Please, dear Lord, that we just ask that that take place in all that are listening's lives. But first, before we can have that opportunity of that knowledge and wisdom that you give us, we must know you as our Savior. That begins at the cross. And so please, dear Lord, you bring everybody to the cross of Calvary where you died and took their sin away. We're born in sin, we're sinners, and we need salvation, and that salvation can only be brought about through faith and by faith in you, Lord Jesus. We do right now just pray that all will trust in you as their Savior. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We looked at the first part of these verses of Scripture, and verse 31, he that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. We discussed that the Creator, our Creator, is greater than the creature that he created, and in turn, we should acknowledge him as Lord and Creator of this world and Savior of this world. He's the only one. We are limited to the earth, and he is not. Jesus is not limited because he is heavenly, and that's what that verse 31 tells us. And in verse 32, and what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receives his testimony. He is Christ. All preachers are able to speak by what the Holy Spirit gives us and gives them. Now, a lot of preachers speak from their own mouth and their own knowledge and not from the wisdom, the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And when they do, then they're just teaching a philosophy. They're just teaching their own ways. And that's the reason we have so many different religions and so many different kinds of churches and things, is because people do not go to the Word of God and then by the teaching of the Holy Spirit direct them. Many a preacher that stands in a pulpit today is not even born again. So they do not have the Holy Spirit to teach them the Word of God in turn. So it can be taught to their people at the church. And so it's important that every preacher be born again. If you're not, be born again right now. Don't wait. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And so all preachers, true preachers, real preachers, are taught and directed by the Holy Spirit, and they proclaim the Word of God. But we know that that's not the case with all preachers today. We know that Christ was the Word. He delivered to us what He had seen, what He had heard firsthand with the Father, because He was with the Father from the beginning. The truths that Christ, as God, declares, He declares them to us with authority. And again, what He had heard and known from all eternity, that's what He shares with us. He speaks it to us, and the Holy Spirit helps us to learn that. And so many today go on emotion completely, and, oh, I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Well, the only thing that the Holy Spirit, that He wants, is to lead you to Jesus. And so please don't miss that point, that very important point. And we know that as we look at verse 32 here, that no man receives His testimony. It's so sad that so many followed the Lord Jesus when He was here upon this earth. And so many today confess and to say that they know Jesus as their Savior. But my friend, they don't. They don't, because they have not come by faith to the Lord Jesus. They do not believe that it can be so simple, that it's not by works at all. It's by the grace of God that salvation can be yours, that your sins can be forgiven, that you can be set free and have the wisdom and leadership of the Creator of the world at your fingertips to learn and to know. Please, that you trust in Jesus today and walk with Him. Now, looking at those verses of Scripture, as we have now in verse 31 and 32 as a review, now to verse 33. And he that hath received His testimony has set to His seal the God, that God is truth. We need to know, and this shows that it's so important, and the importance of receiving the testimony of Jesus. You can say God has done this and God has done that, but if you do not know Jesus Christ and receive His testimony of what He has done upon this earth, of who He is the Son of God, He is the Savior of the world, He died on the cross of Calvary. If you do not receive that, that's the only way to be born again. They truly receive the testimony of Jesus. That's how you're born again. Now, that testimony includes His virgin birth all the way to the cross and His resurrection. Every part of His life. Receive it. Look at that testimony. Look at what He has brought to us. Not only the testimony of His life here, but what He brought to this earth for us to learn and to know. And it's in His book, the Word of God. So please, truly receive the testimony of Jesus. They did. Those that are born again. They received the testimony that God is true. He is true. He is truth. He that received His testimony hath set to His seal that God is true. To publicly declare that you know and believe that God sent Christ, and that Christ is the Messiah, the Savior. I hope you believe that today. I hope you know that today. Turn with me to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. Oh, such a beautiful verse of Scripture that we're looking at today. And now to come to 1 John chapter 5, the 10th verse. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. It's so simple, my friend. And if you add to, take away from, You destroyed the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is truth. On to verse 34. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God gave not the Spirit by measure unto him. Now, we receive, and you've heard it preached, I'm sure, if you're a born-again believer. If you're not, you may have never heard this. But when you're saved, when you're born again, you do receive all of the Holy Spirit. And so you're not just given limited amounts. But when it comes to what you know and what you can share with somebody and what you understand concerning eternity and salvation and all those things, we are limited to what we have, limited to what we know. The Spirit of God will tell us what we're able and capable of learning. And for the purpose, the sole purpose of not just learning it and applying it to our own lives, but also then sharing it with someone else. And so it's all about giving. It's all about sharing. And it's not sharing, of gifts. That's wonderful. But it's the sharing of what the Spirit of God has told us. And see, my friend, that it is something that is to be shared. Some things are just for myself to learn. And then I'm able to maybe share something of the Word of God in another form or another way as the Spirit of God slowly tells us and shows us and teaches us. When it comes to the Son of God, the Holy Spirit came down upon him and he received the fullness of the Holy Spirit without measure, the Scripture says. Now, we got all the Holy Spirit, but when it comes to the wisdom and the learning, that's a daily thing. It's a lifetime affair. We're learning day after day after day, and we will continue to learn. Hopefully, you'll continue to learn till the day you die. And hopefully the day you die is when you'll be in the presence of the Lord Jesus, and then you will fully understand everything. And when I say fully understand, that is what our Lord understood from the beginning. Because you see, he had all possessed fully the Holy Spirit without measure. He whom God has sent, the Scripture tells us. For he whom God has sent, and clearly speaks of the deity of Christ. He has come from the presence of the Father. Jesus, he whom God the Father has sent. And again, clearly speaks of the deity of Christ. It tells who Jesus is and where he come from. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. It's not a messenger here upon earth. He sent him from his presence down here. Christ is the sent one. The one God sent into the world according to his promise. Do you realize that God the Father promised this and even sent many times the messenger, the Son of God, pre-incarnate Christ, to give the message? Whether it be to the one in the Garden of Eden, which was Adam, or throughout all the Old Testament scriptures as they continued to tell us of the coming of the Savior and tell us who the Lord Jesus is. You see, Jesus is not just all about the New Testament. Jesus is in the Old Testament. He is. It's his word throughout the Word of God from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. John spoke the truth, but he was just a man. And when we looked at that in verse 33, he that hath received his testimony hath sent to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for he giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John spoke the truth as best as a man could do. But he was just a man. And Jesus spoke the truth. But he spoke not as a man. just at the best of his ability, but he spoke the words of God because he was God. And so you see, everything that Jesus spoke is perfect, and we have much of his recorded in this Bible. So please, don't change the Bible. Don't change the Word of God. Don't take parts of it and leave parts of it, because it's all about Jesus. When the multitude heard Jesus speak, they were hearing God himself speak. When they're listening to the words that Jesus have, they were listening to the words of Almighty God. Oh, what a wonderful day. And you say, boy, I wish I was there. I wish I could have been there at that time. Well, my dear friend, you can hear the words of Jesus today, if you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him today, because the Holy Spirit can bring the words of Jesus right into your ears and right into your heart. Let's look at some verses of Scripture through the Gospel of John. We're going to look at the 7th, 8th, 12th, and 14th chapter. And so let's begin now at John chapter 7. John chapter 7. We're going to look at verse 16. And Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of myself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. We have talked about, and maybe you have not heard me say this, but it is necessary for us to know and to understand that the Holy Spirit does not like all the attention that he gets, because his purpose was to give us and direct us to the Son, the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, his purpose is to save his people so that he can bring us back into unity with his Father. And so the Holy Spirit, his ministry, his purpose is to show us Jesus. First of all, that he's a Savior, the only Savior. And then to show us that he is God, and to show us that he is to be our Messiah and our Savior, to be our Lord. And once you've learned that, once you have trusted in that and believe the truth, that truth, then you not only see what the Holy Spirit shows us of the Son, and the Son shows us of the Father. That's the only way we can learn to know God the Father, is in that way. And so, my friend, if any man does his own will, he just brings glory to himself. That can be true of any man in any job. And God's saying about himself, if I was doing this for me, but I'm not. I'm doing this for my Father. And the Holy Spirit is doing the same thing. And we are not to spend so much time talking about the Holy Spirit has led me to this and direct me to that. The Holy Spirit's sole purpose is to show you Jesus and teach you who he is, that he can be in your life. Understand that. Let's look on now to chapter 8, verse 28. There's just one verse here. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Back to the beginning of, and don't turn back because we're going to go on, but back in 3:34, he whom God hath sent. He whom God hath sent. And here it says lifted up. That's the cross, my friend. I hope you knew that. And if you didn't, I hope you can see it today. I hope the Holy Spirit, that he will show you Jesus and how he is going to be hung on the cross and was hung on the cross 2,000 years ago, but not for himself or something that he had done, but to please his Father and to save us. Come by faith to Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 49. John chapter 12, verse 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. You see, the Son is doing a command of the Father. The Spirit of God is following a command of the Son. The Spirit shows us the Son shows us the Father. Everything Jesus brings us is the one whom sent him. And that was God the Father. On to 14, 10, and 11. John 14, 10, and 11. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Jesus is bringing you to the Father. Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are one, yet three separate persons in three separate ministries. All preachers, all earthly preachers, should be taught of God the Father through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I said should be. And I can promise you that they're not. Many do their own thing. Many follow their own denomination, taught what they were taught in the seminaries. And they come out and then they begin to teach the philosophy that they were taught. But they're not teaching about Jesus. We need to take the Word of God verse by verse and study it, verse by verse and learn it, know it, apply it to our hearts, apply it to our lives. You know, we should look to God. We should search His Word. And upon doing that, I'm talking about believers here, my friend. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you need to come. You need to come by faith. But as a believer, we need to look to God the Father. And in doing that, to do that, we must search the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We learned that in John chapter 1. We need to rely then that the Holy Spirit will lead us and direct us when we proclaim His message. Whether it's today as you listen up on the radio, as you hear me speak, or is it if you come and listen from the pulpit, or you come and you attend the Bible studies we have. We love the Word of God. We enjoy the Word of God. And we're here to study the Word. We have verse-by-verse Bible studies. And that's the way we study the Word of God. Whether it's the Sunday school classes, whether it's Sunday night, or whether it's Tuesday afternoon with the ladies' Bible study, Wednesday evening, doesn't matter. All those times, every teacher is teaching, proclaiming a book of the Bible verse by verse. I hope that you don't miss the opportunity to learn the Word of God. Most today preach on a subject, and that leads to your own interpretation. And so I ask that you will open the Word of God and stay in the Word of God, the truths of the Word. Search His Word and then depend upon the Holy Spirit. And you can learn as the Holy Spirit. Now, God tells us not to forsake the assembling. We need each other. We need to come together and search the Word. And there's not a time that we don't come together, we don't all learn something. It's wonderful to come and to study the Word of God. But the only way we learn something is the Holy Spirit teaches us, and then we praise our God for it. Thank you, God the Father, And we pray this in Jesus' name. That's the way we pray. And I hope you pray the same way. We do need the will and the direction, the strength of the Holy Spirit to lead us to deliver the message. Jesus, on the other hand, did not need to be taught because he knew. Whatever God the Father knows, Christ the Son knows. Whatever the Holy Spirit knows, the Son knows. So when Jesus spoke, he was God. He wasn't like God. He wasn't interpreting God. He was God, is God. Again, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. There's another scripture verse back in the Old Testament we'll look at. Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I hope you know your Bible. I hope you enjoy your Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among them, from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. Jesus, the Messiah. God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The rest of that verse of Scripture tells us, verse 34. God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Again, all descendants of Adam, and I've kind of come back and forth with this example, but I want to make it very clear. All the descendants of Adam, the Holy Spirit is given by measure. We receive, it's not that it's just a portion, but the power and the strength is given to us by measure, the Scripture says. 1 Corinthians 13, 9, we know in part, and we prophesy in part. You see, we don't know everything. The Spirit of God teaches us what we're able and capable of knowing and learning, but that's very limited. But Christ is different. To him, God gave the Holy Spirit without measure, in divine, infinite fullness, divine completeness, was stated as an explanation for that, for you to understand and for me to understand. Without measure, he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, fitted for his office as priest, prophet, and king. John's aim here was to lead his disciples step by step into the most highest, the most high, noblest view of the Lord Jesus Christ in his deity. They needed to see him. Remember what started all this? The disciples were in question. Are you following? Do you want us to follow Jesus or do you follow you? And he is telling these men, please understand that I am nothing and he is everything. John wants his disciples to recognize in Christ that he is very God and very man. That's what he set out to do. Now, I hope today that through the study that we have in John, that you have learned that you can see that you recognize that Jesus is God, and Jesus come to earth to seek and to save those that are lost. I hope that you come today and you see the Lord Jesus, and you see him upon the cross, because that's where he died for you. He didn't stay on the cross, but that's where you've got to meet him, because that's where your sins were taken away. Please, my friend, trust in Jesus today. Please, my friend, ask him to come into your heart and save you. And then begin the wonderful walk and the wonderful learning of being a Christian, not just by name. but in your heart. Not in just your mind, in your heart. Trust in Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?